Welcome to the Hayden Russo Show, the show that provides you with inspiration to help you succeed in life. Here's your host, Hayden Russo.
Hello, hello, hello there. This is Hayden Russo, and I want to say welcome to Talk Zone, and this is the Hayden Russo Show. We're going to get right into it. There's a lot of kids I see, and they always ask me, what are you doing to be successful? And I'm always giving them random answers. So I went and did a few surveys, and I wanted to know what was important to them. A lot of the kids spoke about gang violence. Some of the kids spoke about making money. Other kids spoke about being successful and playing basketball or football, or some of them want to be nurses and doctors and lawyers. So I want to find out what make people successful. So this topic today is going to be about why are goals and the educational process important to you, and why is it important to your success? In life, we always have to have some goals and dreams. We have to have some destinations on where we're going. We have to know what we're doing. We can't just get in the car and simply just go. We must have a destination. We have to have an end destination. The mind does not function without a destination. And those are the things that I want to talk to you today. I want to cue my engineer to go to this clip. I want y'all to listen to this clip real briefly. It's a 1 minute clip.
I'd like to tell you about the strangest secret in the world. Some years ago, the late Nobel Prize-winning Dr. Albert Schweitzer was being interviewed in London, and a reporter asked him, "Doctor, what's wrong with men today?" And the great doctor was silent a moment, and then he said, "Men simply don't think." It's about this that I want to talk with you. We live today in a golden age. This is an era that man has looked forward to, dreamed of, and worked toward for thousands of years. But since it's here, we pretty well take it for granted. We in America are particularly fortunate to live in the richest land that ever existed on the face of the earth, a land of abundant opportunity for everyone.
Now, the importance here is that everyone wants to be successful, but how? How do we get there? How do we start? It's 2016, and guess what? I'm pumped. And I got to tell you, I'm so excited. I'm full of energy, and I have to bring this news to you guys, man. Listen, I'm excited to give you the success. But most importantly, we got to start on the how we get there. Okay? And most importantly, how you get there is starting with knowing your end destination, which is your goal. Every single one of us is wired completely different. Some of us want to be doctors. Some of us want to be cooks. Some of us want to be lawyers. Some of us want to be teachers. Some of us want to be veterinarian. Whatever it is that you want to do, you need to know how to get there. And how you're going to get there is by writing your goals. Your goals is your end destination. The mind has a unique way that it works. It doesn't tell you how, but it works. And that process is the universe. That process is understanding how an end destination and you striving towards that destination will get you to that destination. Okay? So the first thing that you have to do is you have to know what your goals are. And when you know what your goals are, you must begin to write your goals down every single day. When you wake up in the morning, the very first 20 minutes of your morning is the most powerful imprinting time for the mind. Basically, what I'm explaining to you is that the same way that you went to school and by the age of 7, you spoke the English language and you began to learn your numbers. That was a process that you went to school on a daily basis. And it was programmed into you on a constant basis. One time one is one. Two times two is four. So now what we're going to do, we're going to take that same process and to begin to reprogram the mind. So step one, listen to me. Step one, you have to write down your goals. And they must be the first thing you do after you pray. You write down your goals. And then you must believe in your goals. So I'm going to go to the small little clip. It's a short little clip. It's about 1 minute. I'm asking my engineer to go from 3:39 to 4:39 and just play this clip. And this clip is going to define the definition of success.
Who succeeds? The only person who succeeds is the person who is progressively realizing a worthy ideal. Is the person who says, I'm going to become this, and then begins to work toward that goal. I'll tell you who the successful people are. A success is the school teacher who's teaching school because that's what he or she wants to do. The success is the woman who's a wife and mother because she wanted to become a wife and mother and is doing a good job of it. The success is the man who runs the corner gas station because that was his dream. That's what he wanted to do. The success is the successful salesman who wants to become a top-notch salesman and grow and build with his organization. A success is anyone who is doing deliberately a predetermined job because that's what he decided to do deliberately. But only 1 out of 20 does that.
Now, just simply writing down your goals will give you a 42% head start. Statistics have shown that individuals that write down their goals are more likely, 42% more likely on accomplishing their goals as opposed to the individuals that say their goals but does not write their goals. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that it's important when you're imprinting the mind that is there is some consistency. There will be good days where you'll come out after you write down your goals and feel energized. But then there will be other times when you feel like, is this really working? It's no different when you were struggling to learn your alphabets or when you was trying to learn your multiplication tables, when in the beginning they were a little tough. But then as you consistently look at your index card and you consistently and routinely repeat it and beat it into the brain, it became a part of you. Studies have shown that anything that you do consistently for 21 days becomes a habit for life. If you would like to join our conversation, you can join us here on Talk Zone. Call us. The lines are open. That's 888-463-6748. That's 888-463-6748. The lines are open. 777. Uh-oh, we got that wrong. That's 888. Let's go for it. 888, go for it. Getting back to the topic. There's a study that I find very fascinating. There was a study that of 100 men. For every 100 men or every 100 people, only 5 of them are successful. Out of the 5, only 1 of them is rich. Why is that? Why is that? It starts off with us not being consistent, going after our dreams, giving up when it's looking bad, giving up when it's looking tough and like things aren't going our way. You have to persevere when God has given you a gift and given you a vision to see what your goals are. If it is that you want to be rich and God has prophesied that to you and you do the things that we give you in this program, you will be rich. If it's a lawyer that you want to be, if it's a doctor that you want to be, if it's a talk show host like me that you want to be, you will be that if you follow the things that we give you in this program. I'm going to ask the engineer to go to another clip. It's roughly about 1 minute. Engineer, if you could pick that up. Dave, if you could pick that up for me at 54 seconds and stop it at 2 minutes, that would be great.
These 100 men who all start even at the age of 25 believe they're going to be successful. If you ask any one of these men if he wanted to be a success, he'd tell you he did. And you'd notice that he was eager toward life, that there was a certain sparkle to his eye, an erectness to his carriage, and life seemed like a pretty interesting adventure to him. But by the time they're 65, one will be rich. Four will be financially independent. Five will still be working. 54 will be broke. Now think a moment. Out of the 100, only 5 make the grade. Now why do so many fail? What has happened to the sparkle that was there when they were 25? What's become of the dreams, the hopes, the plans? And why is there such a large disparity between what these men intended to do and what they actually accomplished? When we say about 5% achieve success, we have to define success. And here's the best definition I've ever been able to find. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. If a man is working toward a predetermined goal and knows where he's going, that man is a success.
From the top 5% and the bottom 95%, you have to make sure that you're doing what the successful people are doing. The successful people wake up every morning and write down their goals. They take care of their bodies. They watch what they eat. The successful people don't live off their failures. They learn from their failures and they go and fail again. How many times are you going to fail till you make your breakthrough? Most of us carry iPhones. Most of us Snapchat and we tweet. But most of us don't realize the power, not only of the universe, but the power that they hold within their hands of an iPhone. Apollo 11 was the first space shuttle to reach the moon. And the iPhone has more technology than the first space shuttle that went to the moon. Wow. We must begin to do the hard things. And I'm here to tell you that simply getting up in the morning, having one glass of water, writing down your goals before you go out the door gives you 42% chance of accomplishing your goals. 42% chance of being one of those 5 individuals and possibly the one that's rich. What are you going to do? Are you going to say it simply don't work before you try it? Are you going to say, he doesn't know what he's talking about? I tell you what, you do it for 30 days. Whatever your goal is, you write it down for 30 days and wholeheartedly work every single day towards your dreams. A dream without action will die. There's an old saying that you could find the greatest possible dreams in the graveyard. Why do I say that? I myself is going to fight every single day. I'm going to leave everything on the table. Every single day I go after it as if it's my last. Every single day I only sleep 4 or 5 hours because I am destined. I am determined to go after my dreams. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want to go after your dreams? How bad do you want to be one of those 5 individuals? How bad do you want it? The phone lines are open. If you'd like to join this conversation, the number is 888-463-6748. That's 888, go forward. Now, as we continue this conversation, we will begin to dive into the things that you need to do to accomplish those things. And then we'll also give you the answers and the action plan that you need. But let's be honest with ourselves here. This is 2016. This is a new year. It is paramount. It is important that you start it on a good note. The first 4 days of any plan action or any goal, the mind begins to conform to it. Basically, what I'm saying to you is that within the first 4 days of you doing something new, the mind will wrap around it. There was one study that showed that they took a group of basketball players, three groups. One group of basketball players was to talk about their dreams. They were not to work out or read any information regarding basketball. Then we had one basketball set group that practiced hard every day. They did all of the drills. They ran. They did everything the coach asked them. Then they asked the third group to simply walk in the gym and visualize them making baskets. Visualize them running down, up and down the court and making baskets and passing the ball and making shots. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, the findings were quite shocking. Now, who would expect anyone to succeed if you do nothing? So the group A that did absolutely nothing but talked about their dreams, talked about their goals, talked about how they wanted to play in the NBA at the end of the day, their game didn't improve at all. We didn't expect that. Now, we also expected the group B that did all of the things that coach asked for to have some level of improvement. And that improvement was 30% growth. Yet the third group had just as much of success as the group that practiced. The third group had a percentage of 25 to 30% improvement in their game, and they had never touched the ball. The mind was given to us by God to use it. And most of us only use 10% of our mind. What we need to do to get to tap into the other 90% is what this show is going to be about. What to do to get you moving towards that action plan. That's what we're here to talk about. So let's talk about energy. We need energy consumption. We got to control our energy. So in the morning time, what you need to do, if you're 150 pounds and under, you cut a lemon in half, you squeeze it in the water, glass, the water can be hot, warm, or cold, and you drink it. If you're over 150 pounds, the recommendation is that you drink, you have a whole lemon in a cup of water, based on your weight. The reason for this is that in the morning, the lemon water activates your and boosts your immune system, and it stimulates the mind and it makes it stronger. And these are the simple steps. We don't have to do nothing miracles. We don't have to go out and then work out for an hour. This simple little thing, cutting the lemon, squeezing it, drinking a glass of water, is the best thing that you can do to expand your life. And remember this. Every day that you live, you expand your life by 5 hours. That's doing nothing. That's a power that's beyond us. That's a power that's greater than us. That's a power that no one can define, but yet we all strive for it. That's a power of infinite. a power of abundance. I want all you guys to be rich. I want all you guys to accomplish your goals and dreams in 2016. We are here to make it happen. It will happen. I got to tell you, I am so excited about this that it's just amazing. The lines are open. The lines are open. Call it in. Call in. Call in. Let us know what you're thinking about. Call in. The number here is 888-463-6748. That's 888. Go for it. Call us in today. I'm going to ask my producer to go ahead and give us some music here. And as we go to the break, we'll be coming back into our next segment, which will be allowing us and showing us the things that we'll need to do. This segment of the show was sponsored by Built Right Roofing. Why replace your roof when you can repair it? Call Built Right Roofing today at 844-277-7663. If you would like to be a sponsor on this show or advertise, don't hesitate. Call us right now. 561-723-6781. Can you give us a little bit more music again? I'm just feeling pumped. Just give me a little bit of music. Get me hype here a little bit, Dave. I'm good, Dave. I'm good. For those of y'all that know me, you know, when I'm at the basketball games, I love doing jumping up and doing splits. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I sound real cool and everything right now, but at a basketball game, when I'm rooting for the team that I want to see win, I'm a different person. I'm yelling and screaming. So you gotta love it. I need a little energy now and then. So Dave will keep me pumped up. So getting back to our conversation. Listen, young people, why do people fail in life? Why do they fail to succeed? Why? Most of us have a problem getting up and getting out of the bed. It is so difficult for us to get out of the bed that it's just tough. You know? And for those of y'all that's just joining us, our topic and discussion today is, why are your goals and education important to your success? Hey, Dave, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go to this clip. This, ladies and gentlemen, I need you to just be patient with me on this one. This clip here is roughly about 2 minutes, and that's a short time. I'll be right back with you. But it's important for you to understand that the reason that people fail is because sometimes we simply never try. Hey, Dave, if you're ready, man, just go ahead and cut into that clip for me.
We become what we think about. Now, let me say that again. We become what we think about. Throughout all history, the great wise men and teachers, philosophers and prophets have disagreed with one another on many different things. It's only on this one point that they are in complete and unanimous agreement. Listen to what Marcus Aurelius, the great Roman emperor, said. A man's life is what his thoughts make of it. Disraeli said this, "Everything comes if a man will only wait. I have brought myself by long meditation to the conviction that a human being with a settled purpose must accomplish it, and that nothing can resist a will that will stake even existence for its fulfillment." Ralph Waldo Emerson said this, "A man is what he thinks about all day long." William James said, "The greatest discovery of my generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitudes of mind." And he also said, "We need only in cold blood act as if the thing in question were real, and it will become infallibly real by growing into such a connection with our life that it will become real. It will become so knit with habit and emotion that our interests in it will be those which characterize belief." And he also said, "If you only care enough for a result, you will almost certainly attain it. If you wish to be rich, you will be rich. If you wish to be learned, you will be learned. If you wish to be good, you will be good. Only you must then really wish these things and wish them exclusively and not wish at the same time 100 other incompatible things just as strongly. In the Bible, you read in Mark 9:23, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." My old friend Dr. Norman Vincent Peale put it this way: "This is one of the greatest laws in the universe. Fervently do I wish I had discovered it as a very young man. It dawned upon me much later in life, and I found it to be one of the greatest, if not my greatest discovery outside of my relationship to God."
You know, that clip could not have explained why we fail better than anything that I have come across with thousands and thousands of hours of listening to videos and researching. That clip has given you the formula for success. All you have to do is to begin to believe in what your goals are and think about them every single day. So let's go through this process. I want to be a top-notch chef. I want to be the best chef in the state of Florida. I'm creating that opportunity from the universe right now. I'm asking the universe to bring into my life the people, the events, to bring into my life all of the necessary things that would help me to become a chef. Now, that's the goal dream side. Then on the other side, we have the action side. We got to get up in the morning. We have to take care of our body and stimulate the mind. We have to imprint the mind. And we'll talk about imprinting in our next segment. But then we have to believe in our dream. And then we have to write down our goals. And when we write down that one goal, that I want to be a chef, and I look at that goal 10 times a day, and I remind myself 20 times a day that I want to be a chef. And when my mother is cooking, I'm in the kitchen. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm peeling potatoes. Or when dad is cooking breakfast, I'm in the kitchen just watching him, studying what he's doing, watching how he's cutting up the meat, preparing it, and watching how he's seasoning. And then I begin to read for 50 minutes to an hour a day in the morning and at night. And if I do that for a year, it's equivalent to me reading 50 books about reading. I become, and I eat, and I live, and I breathe being a chef. That's the power that has been given to you that you can recreate. And the process, the learning process is important. The reason that school is important, guys, school, you may find boring. You may find the teacher is saying letter A here, but it's the process. It's the learning process. This particular process is going to be the process that will enable you to, when you become rich, to maintain your riches. This process will help you to reinvent yourself, to say, I don't want to be a chef anymore. I want to be a congressman. I don't want to be a congressman anymore. I want to go and create some invention that gets water to all of the third world countries. I want to make the world a better place. I want to have a purpose in life. So we're going to get to some of the keys to success. You know, it's just three simple things that you need, the keys to success. And you can always come back to us on demand. You know, we're live here on Talk Zone right now. But listen, you tell all your friends to always come back and check us out. You go online, Google Talk Zone, and come on in to the Hayden Russo Show. Again, the phone lines are open. That's 888. Go for it. Call on in. Now, getting back to the keys to success, there's three keys. The first thing that you have to do is that you have to become that person you want to be. Okay? The second thing, we got to have positive thinking. Okay. And last but not least, we have to pay the price. So I'm going to get into these, real briefly here. I'm going to get into these, because, you know, we're running out of time. Wow. Time just flies when you're having fun, and I'm having fun with you guys. I'm pumped. Woo! Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's dive into these things. All right. The first thing is you got to become that person. Okay. So if you want to be president, then you must begin to carry yourself in a president fashion. Walk upright, speak intelligently, studying the Constitution, going back, reading up all on the presidents. If you want to be a NASCAR driver, hey, buddy, look, I'm not telling you to start driving fast now, but guess what? You can get your little go-kart. You can practice. You can start inventing things. You can see how wind velocity change when you add certain things to it. If you want to be a hairdresser, just begin to read about being a hairdresser and start playing with your sister hair or want to cut hair at some other place. Me, myself, when I wanted to be a general contractor, I went to a general contracting firm and I told him, hey, buddy, I'm here to work for you. And he said, what are you here to do? I want to work for you for free for 3 months. He said, work for me for free for 3 months. I said, yes, sir. You don't have to pay me anything. I'll be here like all the guys. Guess what? 7 o'clock, I was on the job. I worked harder than all of the guys that were being paid more than me because I wanted to be a contractor. So that was all my dreams. So when the guys left at 5 o'clock, I would leave at 6 o'clock. I would go home and then I would begin reading about contracting. And then I began thinking positively. I walked around and I started smiling all day. Smiling is the best thing that good for you in the human life. Try it. When you're walking down the street, smile. And when someone sees you, they mirror the same thing. They smile right back. But if you walk down the street and you got a big old frown on your face, I guarantee you won't be too many people mirroring a smile. But the most important thing is when you smile, you're giving the body dopamine. And what that does is stimulates thinking and stimulate happy juices in your body. So just go around all day and just smile. Smile at everyone. Smile at the dog. Smile at the birds. Smile at the sidewalk. Smile at the door. Smile at anyone that comes your way. Just smile, smile, smile. Positive attitude with a smile will get you a long, long, long way. Now, this part here is the part that is the toughest of them three when it comes time to moving forward and being successful. Paying the price. You have to pay the price to be successful. You have to go through something to be successful. For me, when I wanted to be a general contractor, I failed the test the first time by 1 point. So I began to feel a little bit confident about myself. Then I began to say, hey, no need to study. I only failed about 1 point. Just sign up. Take the test again. You'll pass it with no breeze. The second time around, I felt worse than the first time. At that point, I made my mind up that I had to do what was necessary for me to pass this test. And I studied day and night. And on the third time, I passed the test and became a general contractor. When all of the guys were laughing at me while I was working on becoming a contractor and I was working free for the general contractor, what they failed to realize is that he had free labor. I had free knowledge, and the knowledge that I would learn, I would be able to multiply that many folds than the one time or the couple of projects or the 3 months of service that he got for me. You must give the universe something in order for the universe to be able to give you something in return. In essence, what I'm saying to you is that you must pay the price to be successful. For the basketball players, you must grind. You must get out. You must dribble for an hour a day. You must shoot 10,000 shots on the weekends. You must shoot 2,000 shots during the day. You must pay the price. If it's a doctor that you want to be, you will pay countless hours of labor and books to become successful. And when things aren't going your way, you have to remember, when you're striving towards success, it takes an abundance amount of power and energy. It takes an abundance amount of power and energy to take off. But when you're able to take off, you will sail like a riding space shuttle. Speaking of a space shuttle, when a space shuttle is getting ready to take off, it consumes 65 to 75% of its power to lift that puppy off and to get it going. And once it breaks past the stratosphere, it only consumes 30% of its power to fly I don't know the exact mileage, but to fly all of those miles and to get us back home safely. When you become and you start heading towards success, you must have haters. Hey guys, look here. Look. You ever seen someone successful and have no haters? I've never seen that. Okay. I'm not just talking about just one to two haters that you graduated and just one or two haters from high school or college. I mean that when you're trying to be successful, you're supposed to make people mad. You're supposed to make people say, hey man, you got too much energy, man. Why are you making your proposals look so good? Why are you making your homework so neat? Why are you studying everywhere you go? You know, you must become obsessed with your goals. You must become obsessed with being successful. You must become the person that you want to ultimately be. You must become that person now, but you must pay the price. You will fail, and you will fail miserably. You're going to do some bad things. Pick yourself up. Get up. When things ain't going right, I want you to do this exercise for me. Okay? I just want you to start pointing at things and point at five or six different things and just call them the names that they're not. You point at a chair, don't call it a chair, call it a dog. You point at a furniture, call it a car. You look at your laptop computer, call it a Mountain Dew. And you do this for five or six times and then go back to what you was doing. If you become fearful of something and you're scared that I'm going to fail the test or I'm nervous, do this exercise. Point at five or six different things and call them out the wrong name. No one knows what you're pointing at. You can be in the classroom. Just point at it and say it in your mind. You know, look at the chalkboard and call it a pen. Look at the pen and call it tape. Look at a tape and call it a microphone. And you will find that when each time you do this, you confuse the mind, and then the mind has to come back and reboot itself. Okay? And as we're moving out of this segment, we also have to learn how to reboot the mind. You reboot the mind through the process of meditation. How do you meditate? You meditate by simply finding somewhere that is comfortable, nice, and quiet. And you close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, you just begin to take slow and deep breaths. Come from the bottom of your stomach. Take a deep breath. And then as you breathe in, you say, 1, 2, 3, 4. And as you breathe out, you count again. 1, 2, 3, 4. And the reason for this is that It helps to reboot the mind. And the goal here for us is to get to where we can meditate for 30 minutes a day. The same way that you reboot your computer, the same way that you turn your lights off on at nighttime, the same way that you go to sleep and get energy, we have to work on the mind. Most of us, we work on our bodies. Okay? We make sure we do all the things that we need. We buy gas, we buy shoes, but we rarely buy things to stimulate the mind. So as we move forward, and we have coming out of this section, we have learned that goals and dreams without action would die. Please don't ever give up on your goals and dreams. It may be something that changed the world as Bill Gates did. It may be, you may be the next president. You may be the next person to create YouTube or Facebook. Don't ever, 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 ever give up on your goals and dreams. And as we get prepared to go to this commercial break, are you going to be able to continue when you fail? And my suggestion to you is to fail and fail big. Hey, Dave, can we? Are you there, Dave? This segment of the show was sponsored by Built Right Roofing. Call us today for your full roof replacement. That's number is 844-277-7663. If you'd like to be a sponsor or advertise on the show, call today, 561-723-6775.
You're listening to the Hayden Russo Show on TalkZone.com. Here's Hayden Russo.
And welcome back to the show. I see that we have a call online. This
Hello,
is the
Mr.
Hayden
Russo.
Yes, this is Hayden Russo. What can we do for you?
I'm just listening to your segment here. And I can, pretty much concur with some of the stories in which you're talking about. But, as well as some of your other listeners, which you are a great inspiration, especially to today's youth. Have you ever thought about mentoring, young kids?
Yes, ma'am. I've talked, and thank you so much for calling in, and we really appreciate your call, and you're our first caller. I didn't get your name again.
My name is Dina.
Miss Dina, I greatly appreciate it. To be direct with your question, part of the mentoring process I've been finding very difficult for me over the years is being able to reach the youths in abundance. And as part of the beginning phases of building a structure and a platform that would be able to reach millions of youths across the world is to begin through radio. So the radio is the first process that we're using to begin the dialogue, and we will continue to evolve. And our goal is to begin to create learning centers and where youths will be able to come in and to learn the power of the mind and how to tap into it and to rewire it. And the other thing that we want to get into is for the kids that are in sports, we want to be able to reach to them and educate them on how to handle their money and how attitudes and body language and those type of things are very paramount to that segment of the group. And then finally for the troubled youths and some of the youths that had some challenges along the way, and I'm one of them, and I'm here to, and I'm blessed by God to be able to overcome those things. But someone has to teach us how, and those will be some of the things that we'll be rolling out as the year progresses. And I'm very grateful, and I'm very humbled that you asked that question. Is there any other question that you may have for us?
No, not at this time, but like I say, I'm just listening to your program, and you are very great inspiration. But I just wanted to point that out as far as the youth. I didn't know if you were dealing with youth or were just dealing with adults. But, yes, as far as young kids, it would be a wonderful, wonderful thing for them. Just to know someone that has been there and back, but some have gone further than you, some have gone less than you, but at least you're able to tell your story, and they will listen to that. So I
yes,
thank
ma'am.
You very much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Thank you for your call.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much. For our listeners, I just want to clear up a few things is that, this show, is for the masses. The reason that we're targeting youth is that you're the future. We need you for the development of future life. We need you for the development of this world to make it a better place. So we start with you, but without the adults, without all of the people that call me and give me positive encouragement, this show would not be possible. So this show is for the masses. This show is not only for children. It's also for the adults. As we grow, we ask that anyone that would like to partnership or to be part of the show and to be part of the movement of growing people, hey, we are here at Talk Zone in the Hayden Russo Show. We fully support the youth in anything that we can do for our community. Reach out to us through Talk Zone or reach out to us direct. Again, this number here at Talk Zone is 888-463-6748. That's 888. Go for it. Or you can reach me direct at 561-723-6775. And I'm so happy that she asked that question, because one of the nice things about Talk Zone is that this is a big network. You can just come on in and you have a variety of shows. But of course, you know, I would love for you to come to mine. You have a variety of shows, but the thing about it is you can come back on demand. You can never miss this show. You can come back and get it on demand and come back and look at any of our other programs that we have here on Talk Zone. We have a variety of listening programs for you. We are here for you to educate and to help you. Now, getting back into the show here, the most important thing that we have, and we're running short on time. Wow. Time has flown by. So I'm going to have to get this through this segment real fast. So I need for you guys to really stay with me here. Okay. You have to stay with me here. There is a simple process for you to accomplish your goals. And we're getting ready to go into a segment here where I want you to listen to what is important for you to succeed. Okay. Dave, if you wouldn't mind, Dave, I'm calling this on the fly, and I hate to put you under the gun like this, but if you can go to 2120 for me. And we could stop it. I'll cue you in when to stop it, Dave. If you could run that for me starting at 2120.
30-day test I want you to make. Keep in mind that you have nothing to lose by making this test and everything you could possibly want to gain. There are two things that may be said of everyone. Each of us wants something, and each of us is afraid of something. I want you to write on a card what it is you want more than anything else. It may be more money. Perhaps you'd like to double your income or make a specific amount of money. It may be a beautiful home. It may be success at your job. It may be a particular position in life. It could be a more harmonious family. Each of us wants something. Now write down on your card specifically what it is you want. Make sure it's a single goal and clearly defined. You needn't show it to anyone, but carry it with you so that you can look at it several times a day. Think about it in a cheerful, relaxed, positive way each morning when you get up. And immediately you have something to work for, something to get out of bed for, something to live for. Look at it every chance you get during the day and just before going to bed at night. And as you look at it, remember that you must become what you think about, and since you're thinking about your goal, you realize that soon it will be yours. In fact, it's yours really, the moment you write it down and begin to think about it. Look at the abundance all around you as you go about your daily business. You have as much right to this abundance as any other living creature. It's yours for the asking. Now we come to the difficult part. Difficult because it means the formation of what is probably a brand new habit, and new habits are not easily formed. Once formed, however, it will follow you for the rest of your life. Stop thinking about what it is you fear. Each time a fearful or negative thought comes into your consciousness, replace it with a mental picture of your positive and worthwhile goal. And there'll come times when you'll feel like giving up. It's easier for a human being to think negatively than positively. That's why only 5% are successful. You must begin now to place yourself in that group. For 30 days, you must take control of your mind. It will think about only what you permit it to think about. Each day for this 30-day test, do more than you have to do. In addition to maintaining a cheerful, positive outlook, give of yourself more than you've ever done before. Do this knowing that your returns in life must be in direct proportion to what you give. The moment you decide on a goal to work toward, you're immediately a successful person. You are then in that rare and successful category of people who know where they're going. Out of every 100 people, you belong to the top 5. Don't concern yourself too much with how you're going to achieve your goal. Leave that completely to a power greater than yourself. All you have to do is know where you're going. The answers will come to you of their own accord and at the right time.
As you can see, and I know that I'm putting a lot of clips here because you will not be able to absorb all of this information in this action-packed hour here. And that's why it's important that you catch this show next week. Because you don't know what we're going to be bringing back for you. Every week we're going to be bringing something new and exciting for you. But getting back to this 30-day plan, it is extremely important that you follow this plan. Now, the 30-day plan is going to be simply an index card that you're going to write on one side, your goal, and on the other side, you're going to write down these 3 things. Hey, Dave, if you can cut into 21:20 for me, starting right at 21 minutes and 20 seconds into there. And as soon as it get through the end of the third step, we'll cut it.
30-day test I want you to make. Keep in mind that you have nothing to lose by making this test and everything you could possibly want to gain. There are 2 things that may be said of everyone. Each of us wants something, and each of us is afraid of something. I want you to write on a card what it is you want more than anything else. It may be more money. Perhaps you'd like to double your income or make a specific amount of money. It may be a beautiful home. It may be success at your job. It may be a particular position in life. It could be a more harmonious family. Each of us wants something. Now write down on your card specifically what it is you want. Make sure it's a single goal and clearly defined. You needn't show it to anyone, but carry it with you so that you can look at it several times a day. Think about it in a cheerful, relaxed, positive way each morning when you get up. And immediately you have something to work for, something to get out of bed for, something to live for. Look at it every chance you get during the day and just before going to bed at night. And as you look at it, remember that you must become what you think about, and since you're thinking about your goal, you realize that soon it will be yours. In fact, it's yours really, the moment you write it down and begin to think about it.
So the 3 things that you're going to write down on the reverse side of that card, the first thing you're going to write is your goal. And then on the other side, the first thing you're going to write down 3 things. The first thing you're going to write is ask and it shall be given. The second thing you will write is seek and it shall be found. And the third thing that you will write, knock and it shall be open for everyone that asks and receive it. And he that seeks it finds it. And him that knocks it shall open it. So you knock on those doors. You continue striving towards your dreams. And when you feel like giving up, you have the card that will help you to accomplish your goals and dreams. You refer to this card every time it get tough. And you remember your dreams. Every time it get negative, you remember your dreams. Every time you're going through the tough times, when things aren't going right in school and you're not getting the results that you want, you're working hard, but you're not seeing anything. Always remember that God rewards the thing that cannot be seen. So you continue to work. You continue to press towards your goal. You never give up. You continue to strive towards your goal. Now, how do you accomplish that goal? You have 7 action plans that you will write down on how you will accomplish that goal. And every single day, you will refer to the action plan and you will accomplish your action plan, which will keep you moving forward towards your goal. So to the future doctors, to the future politicians, to the future lawyers, to the future accountants, we say thank you. To the future inventors, to the future individuals that would change the world, we thank you. But it must start with hard work. It has to be the daily goals written consistently. It has to be imprinting the mind with your index card. It has to be controlling your energy consumption and watching the things that you eat. I want to say thank you. I really enjoyed my time with you today. And that's all for today's show. Please join us again. Same time. Same place. It's been great. We look forward to it. We'll see you next week at the same time, Wednesday at 5. Check us out on demand on Talk Zone.